You think I'm nuts when I say that I believe in reincarnation? That I believe I lived as the Emperor Lucas Facius back in the Holy Roman Empire. And together with my bride, Fleece Baggies, we had an idyllic lifestyle. But the years took their toll. Since I was emperor, I existed for nothing other than drunken debauchery. Hours spent with the wenches down at the baths. Some days it would be Endometria that received my royal... Sometimes I would dally with Clitoria. Oh, she was sweet. One time I made the mistake of dating Syphilitic. I remember as I was holding court over the royal court, my right-hand man was Numbnutsius Dildonius was reading the minutes, and Douchebaggius was locking the door to make sure that no one would enter. Two centurions, Spartacus and Emeritocles, were outside in case we should be attacked by the Visigoth hordes. That's when Wilhungia stood up and said, "Excuse me, your flatulence, but I have to bring up a tender subject." I said, "What is it?" He said, "Well, I was talking to Ejaculus the other day, and sire, you're not getting any younger. Frankly, we should get work started on your pyramid. Your eternal resting place. Your missile to eternity." I said, "You're right. All right, call Pud Pompeius. Tell him to lay the plans. Get a hold of Testicules and tell him I want the biggest pyramid the world has ever seen." He said it would be an honor, your flatulence. An honor! And so, the pyramid construction began. Every day I'd watch from my perch, high atop my castle, as thousands upon thousands upon thousands of captured men. People always wondered how we built such gargantuan structures without modern equipment. It's easy when you got thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of worker bees. You see, I had attacked Attila Wellhung with the help of Genghis Khan and Julius Caesar. We had thousands upon thousands of prisoners used to construct my pyramid. And so it went a lot quicker. A lot of people thought it took 30, 40 years. No. We'd get them up like Jim Walter Holmes. Bing, he'd go up. And I remember when Schmegmacleish came to me and said, "Sire, we're about ready for your inspection." I said, "Sweet!" And I'm excited. "Spermius, lead the way!" So we walked inside. And I examined the labyrinth passageways. You see, we designed them in a maze so that years later, if anyone broke in, they'd become hideously lost and never find my eternal resting place with all my treasures. I said, "All right, I like it. Blubolius, lead the way out." He said, "Sire, I think I'm confused." I said, "What do you mean? Suppositorius, get over here." He said, "Sire, I'm confused too. I thought Blubolius knew the way out." I said, "Oh, for God's sakes. Forskidius! Did you bring the plans?" He said, "Plans? No, sire, there are no plans. We don't keep plans because if the plans fell into the wrong hand..." I thought, "Oh, my God." Just then I heard, in the distance, the voice of Snarlemagne echoing down the passages. The voice said, "Sire, if you'd like to find the way out, take a massive." I said, "What are you talking about?" "Snarlemagne, what the hell are you talking about? Sire, all of you take massives. We'll stand out here with a ball of twine. And once the vapors reach us, all we have to do to find you is follow the flies."
The Grease Man, DC 101.